On a Monday afternoon. So, as always, at this time, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is, guess what? It's time for this show again with me, Calvin Sharp. We're running it. Totally forgot to get songs set up. So, I'm, you know, doing that thing where I'm multitasking and thinking. But yeah. Wonderful weekend, a musical filled weekend. Went up to see my buddy Kevin. I'll play some of his stuff. He just put out a new EP. Saw his band perform at live in Connecticut College in New London, Connecticut. That was fun. And then we got a little show going here at Lafayette, folks. It was wonderful in a basement. It was terrific. All the things we've been trying to do this whole semester, you know, really got it going the other day. So hopefully, we keep having more of those, and we keep having outlets where we can share and love and think and do music and all that wonderful stuff. Enough of that. Just gonna play a song that I heard for the first time. I know it's like a folk album. I'm pretty sure from the 70s or 80s. That kind of got lost in the rust of the dust of the world, but, was it Sybil Bayer? I'm pretty sure she's German. But and then I think it was, I saw something with the guy from Dinosaur Jr. was like the one who repressed this album, something like that. I don't know. The first song from it's really, really good, though. Really spooky, scary. So here's Tonight by Sybil Bayer. Tonight,
when I came home from work, heard. Tonight, when I came home from work, there he, unforeseen, sat in my kitchen, buttering himself for bread, and the cat was on his knee and smiled at me. Tonight, when I came home from work, tonight, when I came home from work, there he, unforeseen, passed the guitar and said, I battered my car right now, won't you please give me your tune? We had change of the moon, we had change of the moon, tonight. When I came home from work, tonight, when I came home from work, tonight, when I came home from work, there he, unforeseen, changed in an easy chair and said, what's that sorrow you bear? And I could tell him he understood. He gently took my arm, he listened to my tears till dawn. I dedicate this song to you. Tonight we had change of the moon, we had change of the moon. Tonight when I came home from work, tonight when I came home from work, tonight, tonight, tonight.
Once again, real haunting stuff there from Miss Sybil, but really, really, really lovely album. Listen on when I was driving through the beautiful autumn part of Connecticut, because everything else is still green. This next one is a song I just came back to this week. A couple years ago when I was working at the beaches and stuff, I found the song randomly and I would just listen to it all the time. It's like a super silly song from this, I want to say Irish, but they sound Irish, but they might not be really Irish in real life, but about a guy who just, you know, doesn't have time for social life because he's too busy going around lighting all the lamps in the town. But, you know, it's fun, but it's not, and it's silly, but it's not like over the top with it, you know, it's still like a pretty like a fit, you know, feels like a real song. So anyway, here's the Lamberton Lamplighter by Long Fin Killy.
I have not my line of trade. Buying flowers and chocolate mice. It's just the thought of commitment totally wild. Any sort of
Once again, The Lamberton Lamplighter by Longfin Killy. Real fun. I don't know, it's a fun one. That guitar line, you know, it's like pretty much the hook is just kind of like the same thing repeating, but it's such a really catchy, fun guitar part. I don't even care. You know, I kind of want to hear it all those times. Yeah, like I said, this one, my friend Kevin makes music under the name Boatweiler. I think he's real good at it. He just put out a new EP the other day, and I think it's, you know, probably the best thing so far. I always like his stuff. But you can see it, you know, a little bit of a step forward on his part, which is pretty fun to see someone, you know, just seeing all these songs come together like over the last couple of years. So this is the first one from it. I've been dying to hear this song out and released for a long time because I've heard demos and live, all that stuff. But really, really cool stuff. Shout out Kevin. Shout out Boatweiler. Go do it. It's here's Katie by Boatweiler. Mm-hmm. once again, Katie from Boatweiler. Wonderful stuff there, Mr. Kevin. I love it. This next one, I don't know if I've ever played. I definitely should have if I haven't played this band before. All I know is this album, is this band called Kuwu. I just found them online a year or two ago. This album, Love Exposure. It's all just like super fast, not punky, but like super, like that kind of energy, just like indie pop, but like really, really delicious. All of that and recorded pretty crappily. But this, I think it's really, really good. I was going to play one right now from it, actually. Here is Too Hot in the City by Kuwu. So that's pretty much, you know, what the wonderful people of Kuwu have to offer is pretty much in that vein. This one is this album, the classic, I don't know, Joni Mitchell and was it Jaco Pastorius? I'm not even trying to pronounce it. Hedra. I don't know. Really wonderful stuff. I never really spent enough time with, you know, Joni. I know, you know, Blue and all that, listen to that. But this is the first time the last week I sat down and really, like, listened to this album all the way through. And I, like, couldn't stop listening to, I mean, the whole album I thought was amazing, but especially the first song, Coyote, and a couple of the other ones off there. But here I'm going to play Coyote by Joni Mitchell.
Sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios in Europe. Early on, you're right. wind running through the whisker weed, chasing some prize down, and a hawk was playing with him. Coyote was jumping straight up and making passes, and those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms, peeking through keyholes and numbered doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. No regrets, Coyote, I just get off a boat. You just picked up a hitcher, prisoner of the white lines on the freeway. Staring a hole in his scrambled eggs, he picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from Appaloosas and eagles and tides, air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spelling it out so clear. Either he's gonna have to stand and fight or take off out of here. I tried to run Eskimo, in this hitcher, in this prisoner of the fine white lines, of the white lines on the
Once again, that was Coyote by Joni Mitchell. Real wonderful one, real wonderful one right there. This next one is a band that everyone recently was like freaking out over, and I never was like, oh, you know, these are like the above all be all, like they were being made out to seem. But then I found out they did a bunch of songs for the third season of Twin Peaks, which I still haven't seen yet. But I just saw this, and like that was when they had one of my favorite things about, you know, the stuff in Twin Peaks and all the David Lynch stuff is he always had these like weird nightclubs. Like there's like the Slow Club or like the Roadhouse, something like that. And in the new season of Twin Peaks, I haven't even seen it, but I watch all like the music performances, because every episode they would have like a random band do like a Roadhouse performance. And I saw this band, Chromatics, who I found out later the guy did like a hit, like helped out with the soundtrack all over. But the performance of this song, Saturday, is all instrumental, which is like kind of blew me away. So here's that one, Saturday by Chromatics. Very tender there. Ooh, I already hit play on the next one. Very tender there. Saturday by the Chromatics. This next song, I don't know how I came across this band. I had something to do with movie soundtracks, but I found this band that I guess had a bunch of hits that I just never knew about. Pure Prairie League. They're all pretty good. This is like their big one that was like they're kind of a one hit wonder, but their other stuff has got like enough streams that they're probably still making money from that, like even this day and age. But anyway, here is Amy by Pure Prairie League.
But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. See, I thought that I might keep you for my own. Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while.
Yeah, that was Amy by Pure Prairie League. If that song isn't in like five different movies, they're doing something wrong. I don't know. That one, that's like a gimme. Next up, kind of a similar musical vein. I went back, you know, the great Towns Van Zandt, can't really go wrong with him. I was just listening through, like, similar when I was listening to the Cybill Bayer album on that same trip. I threw on the Towns Van Zandt, and I mean, at all different points in my life, certain songs from this album will stick out. His self-titled, I don't know where it stands in terms of officialness, but anyway, this one was the one that was really doing it for me the other day. Here's Fare Thee Well, Miss Carousel by Towns Van Zandt.
Well, the drunken clown's still hanging around, but it's plain the laughter's all died down. The tears he tried so hard to hide are flowing. And a blind man with his knife in hand has convinced himself that he understands. I wish him well, Miss Carousel, but I got to be a-going. Won't you come and get me when you're sure that you don't need me then? I'll stand outside your window and proudly call your name. Well, the lady's been told that all the gold is worth so much it can't be sold. No time to weep, she'll need her sleep tomorrow. When she carries her face to the marketplace and bets it on the opening race, she can ring her bells, Miss Carousel, but her singing brings me sorrow. Won't you come and get me when you're sure that you don't need me then? I'll stand outside your window and I'll proudly call you. Son has shown that grown men never run, so they fight with all the might inside them. But when their battle's been fought and they've all been taught that the trick is just not being caught, will you give them hell, Miss Carousel, when they're begging you to hide them? Clamped your fingers around your nose. Would you say that's any way to judge him? Well, you haven't got the authority to kill him in the first degree, but would you feel compelled, Miss Carousel, if you had something to begrudge him? Natural man that tried to stand has fallen. Well, how long will it be before he sees you own his legs but his mind is free? Only you can tell, Miss Carousel, how long will he be crawling? So tall, seems there ain't no hope at all to reach the top, even though you stop for breathing. But I ain't gonna try to make you cry. The teardrops couldn't find your eyes. It's all been swell, Miss Carousel, but the time has come for leaving.
Won't you come and get me when you're sure that
Yep, Fare Thee Well, Miss Carousel by Townes Van Zandt. Lovely stuff. This next one, you know, I definitely played John Mouse before. Huge John Mouse fan. But, you know, like, you can always go back and find every album. I mean, I've definitely listened through all everything he's put out, but, like, there's always stuff that slips through the cracks that every time you listen back, you're like, man, this is, like, better than anything else I ever heard. So this is one of those songs that did it for me the other day when I was listening to this album. So here is No Title or Molly by John Mouse. So there was Molly by John Mouse. We're just going to keep him going here on WJRH. Well, I did not get a lot of sleep last night. So, you know, words going, you know, sights of them, trying to read, you know, it's not all there right now, folks. I apologize. We're doing our best, you know. I almost didn't even come today. I almost said, I'll call off the whole thing because I'm so tired. I could probably use this time to nap. It's the only free time I have right now. But, you know, I said, let me just get out and play some music. I'm definitely going to have to go to sleep after this, though. Here is, you know, just, I don't know how to, I'm not even going to try to describe him anymore. You know, here's Gray Ice Water by Modest Mouse. Like I said, that was Gray Ice Water by Modest Mouse. Next up, here is Dirty Projectors. Never really as hot on them as other people, but I really like this album they have with Bjork, Mount Windenburg Orchestra. So here is No Embrace by the Dirty Projectors and Bjork.
Appearing from love.
Yeah, so some really wonderful vocal play going on there. No Embrace, Dirty Projectors, and Bjork.
Folks, we only have three more for you, so we're just going to keep them running. One of the best to do it ever. One of the best albums, one of the best songs from the best albums. Here's Just Be Simple by Songs Ohio. R.I.P.
Yeah, just be simple. Just be simple again. If only it were that easy. I forgot his name. Never mind. This, you know, Joan Baez. What am I going to say about Joan Baez that hasn't been said about Joan Baez? I mean, The Night That Drove Old Dixie Down is one of my favorite songs ever. And this cover, while I still hold, you know, the band version, the original, near and dear to me, this is still pretty amazing. So here is the version of The Night That Drove Old Dixie Down, performed by Joan Baez. The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down by Joan Baez. Thank you very much. This has been, guess what? It's time for the show again on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Thank you very much for listening. The last song to conclude this week is a dreamy one from out of Germany. Here is Jennifer by Foss. Thank you, everyone.
get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my